Jesus, Joshua, Yesu, Jesu, Isa, Yeshua, Jesus. Shakespeare asked, what's in a name? In Judaism, names were critically important. Practically, infant mortality may have played a role in the delaying of naming of children, but spiritually, delayed naming was much more significant because names have meaning. Because names were so important, naming children was done in a ceremony. Baby boys were named on the eighth day of after their birth as they were being circumcised in a circumcision ceremony. Baby girls were named after the reading of the Torah when a group of at least 10 men could be gathered together, not to mention women who would be present. This could happen as late as 2 months after the baby girl was born. Names were given based on the time of year, on things that were happening in the world, based on relatives who had been deceased, to commemorate some significant event, or on the child's character and personality that were emerging. Naming a child was a community event and a spiritual celebration. Some people's names were chosen before they were born, even though they would not be named until this public ceremony. People were given revelation by God in dreams and in visions and by angelic messenger. The pre-incarnate Christ himself appeared to the parents of Samson and told them that their child was to be consecrated as a Nazarite. The angel gave them specific instructions on how his mother was to live during her pregnancy, what she should eat, what she shouldn't eat. And though it's never said that the pre-incarnate Christ gave Samson's name, that's what they named him. John the Baptist's name was given before his birth by the angel Gabriel to Zacharias, as Zacharias was offering incense in the temple. Zacharias was told to name his son John. We see John being named at his circumcision ceremony on the eighth day. The neighbors and relatives have all gathered at Elizabeth and Zacharias' house. Zacharias, who still cannot speak after being struck dumb for his unbelief. Everyone wants to know, what are you going to name this baby? And they are perplexed when Elizabeth says he will be named John. The crowd thinks he should be named after his father, who was wildly trying to tell them that no, his name is John. Finally, he writes on a tablet, his name is John. And from that moment, Zacharias can not only speak, but he sings what has come to be known as the Benedictus and prophesies by the Holy Spirit, a poem blessing his son, but also blessing the son of Mary, for whom John will be the forerunner. Mary is present to hear these words that God's covenants that God made with Abraham and David are about to be fulfilled. Redemption and salvation are coming, and it is shortly after this naming ceremony that Mary returns to Nazareth. Some people in the Bible have their names changed later on in life. We see Abram and Sarah being renamed by God directly into Abraham and Sarah. In the New Testament, Jesus renames Simon to Peter, the rock or the stone. Joshua, the son of Nun's birth name, was Hoshea. Moses renames him Joshua. These names are very similar. They have the same Hebrew root word. Hoshea is the imperative form of the verb to save. It means God save. You're asking God to save us. Yeshua or Joshua is the noun form, meaning God is salvation. Moses knew that Joshua would be the next leader to lead the Israelites into the promised land. And indeed, he did. Joshua was another type of Yeshua yet to come, the one who would literally be our Savior and Deliverer, Jesus Christ. It's the same name. Like Elizabeth and Zacharias, Both of Jesus' parents knew what his name would be before he was born. Each received the name by angel messenger. Mary was visited by the same angel Gabriel who had visited Zacharias in the temple. Gabriel tells her that she's going to conceive a son and name him Jesus. Gabriel tells Mary exactly who her son is going to be, the promised Messiah who will sit on the throne of his father David forever. He will be called Son of the Most High, Gabriel says. So Mary knew this was the Son of God. Joseph is shocked when he hears of Mary's pregnancy, but he doesn't want to cause her shame or harm and hopes to preserve her life, so plans on divorcing her quietly. But an angel appears to him in a dream. We don't know if it's Gabriel or not. Probably is, but we're not told his name in Matthew. But the angel appears in a dream and tells Joseph that Mary's baby is conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, that Joseph is to name this child Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Joseph gets a slightly different picture of the Messiah than Mary. But together, they have a fuller picture of all who Jesus would be, the Messiah, the Savior of his people, not just in a military sense, but the one who can save from sin, the one who reconciles people to God. By the time Jesus is officially named on the eighth day at a circumcision, Mary and Joseph have been given more insight into who their child is, into who the Savior is. They have been visited by shepherds who heard angels tell them that this child is the Savior, Christ the Lord, who is for all people. He isn't just the Savior of the Hebrew people. He's the Savior of the world. Instead of being alone in a cave, this naming ceremony probably took place in the presence of Joseph's relatives and the town people of Bethlehem, who were now eager to welcome the Holy Family after hearing the good news brought to them by the shepherds. They would have been witnesses to Mary and Joseph naming their son Jesus. It is likely that Joseph and Mary shared the story of their own angel visits, and we can only wonder as to the reactions of hearing that name. A name which was not uncommon. Joshua, Yeshua was a pretty common name, but it was given to an uncommon baby and used in the most literal sense. God is salvation. Then on the 40th day of the baby Jesus' life, as Mary is pronounced clean in the temple and Jesus is redeemed and dedicated to the Lord, Joseph and Mary hear even more of what it means that Jesus is Savior. We heard Vicki read on Christmas Eve that Simeon, full of the Holy Spirit, holds baby Jesus and proclaims him Savior, calling him God's light, the salvation of revelation, the revelation of to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel, just as the prophet Isaiah foretold. He then went on to let them know that Jesus' life wasn't going to be easy, that Jesus would cause both the rising and the falling of people, that Jesus can and would reveal people's innermost thoughts, what they really think in their hearts, and that Mary's own soul would be pierced. Then an old prophetess in the temple named Anna comes along and tells those worshiping there that the redemption of Israel is found in Jesus. Regardless of what country we live in and how we pronounce the name, God is salvation, and salvation comes through a person, the person of Jesus Christ. In whatever language his name is said, there is power in the name of the Savior. As Peter tells the Sanhedrin when he and the disciples are put on trial, there is no other name under heaven given among people whereby we must be saved. No one else but Jesus saves. No other person can save us, but whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. We have this promise as well. When we ask for God to save us, we are asking for the presence of the divine person whom we call Jesus Christ. We are accepting his saving work on our behalf. As we affirmed Friday night, Jesus is given the name above all names, at which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is the powerful name in which we pray, because he promised that whatever we ask in his name, the Father will do. It doesn't mean that we use the name of Jesus like a magic formula. That would be to take the name of the Lord in vain. But it means that when we ask things that are in line with what Jesus wants for us, that are in line with his will, when we ask sincerely and we ask in faith, that our prayers will be heard and will be answered. It is in the powerful name of Jesus that demons are cast out. The devil flees at the name of Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus that our sins are forgiven. It is in the name of Jesus that we are declared righteous, that we are justified, for it is his own righteousness that we receive. It is in the name of Jesus that we gather here to worship, and it is the person of Jesus whom we worship. When we act in the name of Jesus, we bring glory and honor to our God. When we serve in the name of Jesus, we serve Jesus himself. When we act selfishly and sinfully, we bring dishonor to the name of Jesus. What does the name of Jesus mean to you? Have you called on his name? Have you trusted him as Savior? How precious to you is the name of Jesus? Is the name of Jesus one that you share with others? Is the name of Jesus one that you carry with joy and gratitude? Let us pray. Lord God, today we celebrate the name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, our Savior, the one who is literally God with us, the one who literally came to save us from evil, from sin, from ourselves, from all that is cruel and harmful in this world, the one who came to give us eternal life. Lord, we praise the name of Jesus. We offer honor and glory. We thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus. And we worship you, Jesus, today. We worship you every day. May we take the name of Jesus with us wherever we go. In that name we pray. Amen. Our hymn is number 53, What Child Is This?